Now, our man Brad Rosen, who's a former Sydney Kings captain, he tipped them to do the double on the weekend, win Friday night against Brisbane, and then win today against Perth.
I'd be interested in his thoughts at halftime because it was almost game over, except for an extraordinary third quarter.
Let's find out. Kings. Morning, Brad Rosen.
Good morning. You will not get anything intellectual out of this conversation.
Well, you're in good company then, Brad. You're in very good company.
I do have the best name. Go those Kings.
Yeah, exactly. Go those Kings stakes.
Brad, what happened on Friday night? The Bullets were playing terrific basketball, scored 60-odd points in the first two quarters. They were right on top. The Kings came out in the third quarter, 28-8 third quarter, turned the game around.
Yeah, look, I thought the Kings were absolutely brilliantly coached. That's where I'm just going to put this down. I mean, look, they've got great players. They're deep. I thought, you know, the bench players did a great job. Brad Newley, who started, was excellent again. Casper Ware did what he had to do. And I thought when Bogut was in the game, he was outstanding. But he seemed to be on, I don't know if it was limited minutes or something, because he only played limited minutes in short spurts. But when he was on, he was brilliant. And that third quarter, just the way they changed it up and they played what they needed to do, brought the energy, and really, they were just phenomenal. And Brisbane just did not have an answer to the energy and what Sydney could bring.
And that was one of the things we were talking about. Tanya, I know, is a Kings fan, and Ray, the depth of the Sydney Kings squad. We had Sean Bruce on the program. He's contributing. They're all chipping in, Brad.
Well, they're having career years. Like Sean Bruce has, you know, been, you know, mentioned now as most improved of the year, and I can't argue with that at all. And that again, when I was an assistant coach with the great Brian Grosjean early in the 2000s, it was one of those things where your bench is just so important. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to get what you get out of Casper, where you know, like he's, you know, an MVP style player. Then you've got the other MVP of the league in Andrew Bogut. You know, these guys, Brad Newley, they're veterans, but it's the bench. And I thought, you know, Sean Bruce was great. Craig Moller came off the bench and did exactly what they need him to do. Then you've got guys like Daniel Kickett as well, and just so impressed with the way they're playing. So, and you've got to give that to a good coach that is letting his players know, this is what I need from you. And again, just ticking all boxes.
Exactly. The game this afternoon, take on the Perth Wildcats, they should go 8-1.
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be tough. I mean, of course it's going to be, you know, you're talking about the defending champions in the Perth Wildcats, and, you know, they're coming to town, and that Bryce Cotton, wow, is that guy a superstar, and, you know, playing phenomenal. And then you've got Tarico White, and, Damian Martin is a legend in the game. So they are going to be really good. But I just think the Kings at the moment, I just can't see where they're going to lose a game because they've got so much depth. So I'm expecting a bumper crowd out there today.
Yeah.
It's actually Heritage Round as well. So they're nominated for the past players. And I just think it will be fantastic, and really looking forward to what will be a ripper game.
$1.58 Sydney, Perth, $2.40. The line is 3.5, and there's a bit of money around for Perth at that at the $1.85. All right, Mello, you tipped it on Friday, so congratulations on that. You thought Illawarra could get the job done against Cairns, and I don't think he announced himself. He just confirmed what everyone was thinking or would have thought, Brad.
Yeah, got my roughy up for the punters, so I was quite happy about that one. So, yeah, look, it was one of those things, and I said it on Friday to you guys, like, they're just going to have that game, and that was last night. And that game is where Mello just goes off, and he did, and then Dave Anderson will come on and do what he's got to do, and all the players will just, you know, mix and get that game, and they did. And look, Mello Ball, he is phenomenal, and you know, he's the next star, and he will be an NBA prospect. And
sure,
look, they stay top five next year. They're talking top one, so he's going to be great. So, wow, what a game last night. Cairns are still stunned in a bumper crowd up there as well. Crowds are just up everywhere throughout the NBL, but Cairns will be stunned. They really thought they were going to get that one.
What about the Phoenix? See, they've gone 5-2. They were 103-78 against the Breakers, who've been up and down to start the season. But the Phoenix looked the real deal to me, Brad.
Yeah, I agree with you. I called that game last night, and it was brilliant. And they were pretty ordinary in the first half. But again, great coaching and great job by the players to come in and do what they needed to do. And Mitch Creek was phenomenal. John Robeson was great. Ben Magin did what he had to do. And then I thought Dane Pinot, ex-Sydney Kings player, he is another one that's most improved this year as well. He was just great. They're all fitting in. And we interviewed Mitch Creek at the end of the game, and they asked him, you know, like, what do you think? And we said to him, you know, how you go? He said, oh, look, ordinary first half. And the one thing that stood out to me, he says, but we had faith in our players. We had faith, and we've got the process. We knew what we were going to do. And I just love that. And you know, he says basically we back each other up, and you know, I mean, you guys know what that's like in sport. That's the biggest thing, is to try and get everyone on the same page, and that's looked like what's happening down there in Phoenix.
Another game today, so we might just get a tip out of you, that one, Melbourne v Adelaide. I know you're calling that Sydney-Perth game, so all your focus is there, but what about Melbourne-Adelaide?
Yeah, actually, they've swapped me. I'm actually calling now the Melbourne-Adelaide
game.
So I'm calling that one, so I'm actually in Melbourne as we speak. So I'm calling that one, but the Sydney-Perth game will be awesome. Melbourne United, they're running up the ladder now. They're exactly what we thought we were going to do. I think they're brilliant. They're well coached again, and I'm really looking forward to this game. But United to beat Adelaide today, Kings to get up against Perth.
There's a nice little all up for you. Mm. Good on you, Brad. Enjoy that today, the Melbourne-Adelaide game, and of course, what do we know?
Kings.
There we go. there we go. Well done, mate. We'll speak later. Brad Rosen there, our basketballing expert.